Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace, our good buddies at Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you one more time, actually for the first time, from this particular venue, the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Upgrade! We are at the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington, Indiana! Boycott Indiana! Wait. Oh, I messed that up. That means don't come here. Anyway, fuck that one guy. That one guy did that thing. I don't blame the whole state. yeah. I don't want to leave everybody here in suspense about whether or not I think one guy was responsible for that shitty maneuver that made people create a hashtag. It's Friday, June 5th, 2015, 4 o'clock, because... scheduling here at the Limestone Festival in this particular venue is such that we need to, you know, get out of here at a certain time. And so we couldn't have my usual fun start time of 4:20. But we'll all be here together at 4:20. Vape them if you got them. Tonight I'm going to get limestoned and do 2 stand-up shows in this very theater with some great local acts and the headliner, Kyle Kinane. Do you guys like Kyle Kinane? That son of a bitch. On At Midnight right now, Ron Funches has the most wins with like 10. And then Kinane is next with like 7. And then I just caught up. I'm at 7. And then I think maybe Nikki Glaser might have 7 or 6 or something like that. But it's pretty tight up there, except for Ron Funches. It's just, you can't beat the fucking adorableness of Ron Funches. Don't even try. But Kyle also is just very, he's really good at it. And here's the thing. They each have more wins than me, and each of them have a win that they won against me. Like, I put them on the board further with my own participation against them. So, nobody cares, Doug. But so tonight I'm going to do a few minutes before Kyle comes out and does his headliner set, and it's going to be super fun, and the people listening to this podcast are going to hear about it too late. Tomorrow, though, people might hear this in time, this very theater will also be the home for a blasphemous, the most blasphemous Benson movie interruption of all time. You know, because we are in the great state of Indiana, and we're going to interrupt Hoosiers. Yeah. I think that's a bad call. I think that we should have just skipped right to the sequel. We should have interrupted Who's Your Mama, because that was a dumb movie. No, but Hoosiers is a great, great film, of course. And last 2 years ago, kicking off the Limestone Festival, we did Breaking Away. And it's a great movie, and it's the last shot of the movie is right outside this door. And it says in big letters, filmed in the city of Bloomington. It was an amazing event. So I was like, okay, fuck it. Let's do another famous Indiana movie. And so since no other movies take place exactly in Bloomington, we went with Hoosiers. And we've got a very special guest involved with Hoosiers as well. So that's pretty sweet. More than involved, I'd say. That's understating it. Let's see. New York City. Douglas Movies is coming to Irving Plaza this Tuesday, June 9th. And that's the day my new album, Promotional Tool, will be on iTunes for a mere $4.99. Because it's not so much a comedy album as it's a promotional tool. You'll buy it and learn about all my other projects. We got four great guests. That's hilarious. I ran all the names by the guy in charge this very afternoon, and we've only got enough mics and stools for three guests. So pick somebody to send home. I even asked, they sent me a picture of the stage setup, and I looked at it and I was like, that looks perfect. That is absolutely on the money. See you after I get high. And now I'm here and wondering if people are scrambling around trying to make a fifth mic happen, or if we'll at least bring out one more stool and two guys could share a mic. What are you guys thinking back there? Why is no one responding to me? Somebody stick your goddamn head out. Thank you. All right. So the fourth guest is going to bring out their own microphone and their own stool. And if I had just introduced everybody, maybe that would have happened anyway. I don't know. I don't know if they knew about it already. I'm so glad we have enough room for all of these people. Because it's a sweet, sweet lineup. We've got three old bees and one newbie. And this one newbie is a terrific get, especially for this particular area and what's going on here this weekend. Please give a big warm welcome to Dana Gould, Josh Sneed, Angelo Pizzo, and Jeff Tate. I like it.
This chair weighs 10,000 of your earth pounds, yet you hold it with ease.
All right, so Dana wins the Pete Holmes Award, and Jeff wins the Teamsters Award for bringing in his own stuff. Yeah. And Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello. Is this on?
It is, okay. And it's wireless. I made a real point of saying I like wired mics because the wireless ones cut out and stuff, and that's not good for a podcast.
I feel
but
like
we'll take what we can get at this point, considering I let it get all the way up until when I'm on stage to realize we were short a microphone. Jeff, you're in town for the festival.
Yes.
Doing some sets.
Sure.
And you feel more like a sidekick today than a guest with your low to the ground chair.
Finally. That's what I've been going for these last 2 years.
Does anybody on the panel have a bad back? Because I feel bad about making people sit on backless stools.
I have a bad back.
Okay, so that worked out perfect. That you carried out your own chair.
Yeah.
But now you get to sit in it.
Yep.
My back is great, but my front is a train wreck.
Dana Gould, ladies and gentlemen. Also here to stand up and comedy here at the festival. Mm-hmm. And
I have two shows tonight somewhere. Quite possibly here. I don't know.
No, not here.
I'm in here.
Unless there was another mix-up and there'll be a couple comedians performing simultaneously.
Yeah, we're doing a duel. We're going to do a duel. It's like duets.
Man, what if your show tonight has too many microphones?
I just thought of a great show, you know, like duets, you know, like it's karaoke but with music or whatever. Why not just have two people come out and take turns saying Mitch Hedberg jokes until everybody leaves?
The Sklar cousins.
Because if anybody said them...
There should be two comedians walk on stage, and the first one to listen to the other one wins.
All right, what were we saying, Dana?
Boom!
We got a prize bag full of stuff. Amazing prize bag. What'd you bring for the bag, Dana Gould?
My first two CDs are now on vinyl, and they are in that bag. Funhouse and Let Me Put My Thoughts in You.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Vinyl.
Because I know where the money is.
Yeah, the money's in having plenty of these to give away.
That's right. Funhouse is coming out on Edison Cylinder next month.
Oh, cool.
I'm very excited.
Well, that's a very nice contribution to the bag. Thank you very much. And
that's what she said.
It wouldn't be a contribution to the bag. It would be an extraction from the... Well, Josh Sneed is here, everybody.
Hello. By that applause, it sounds like I'm going to be the first to go.
I think nobody leaves. Are you... Are you performing on this stage tonight as well?
I'm on this stage tomorrow night with Michael Shea, and I'm with Dana tonight.
Where are we? Where are you guys?
JWAC? Is that what it's called?
That's made up. That's not even real.
That sounds like a house show. You're going to Jay's house. We're going to go jabber.
My draw is primarily open micers that want to meet me before I die, so it very well could be a house show.
That's how they got half of us to agree to the festival, Dana.
Yeah, I know. Is it true you never
broke?
Dana
Gould Festival. Yeah. Come on, kids. He'll teach you stuff.
How have you been in the business so long and never break? I don't know.
You're silly.
It's true.
How many Emmys do you have?
Anybody who thinks that Emmys are important should remember that I have two.
I'm glad you have more than one, because how many Emmys do you have? The answer one is like, that's like neither one of us are on the same page.
Well, I should have three, but Andy Dick took one.
Oh, wait. It still counts that you won it, though, just because he took it away from you.
It's a dick move. Right. That's why I got that.
He stole your Emmy?
It's a long story, but a boring one. Yeah, basically.
My question was yes or no.
I bet he stole his Emmy's a polite way of saying it snapped off in his butt. Andy would laugh at that.
Yes. Snapped implies it was accidental.
I'm gonna break this off in my ass. I just realized Kathy Griffin and Andy Dick have the same voice. So Josh brought for the prize bag.
Nope,
those are for me.
Those are Jeff's.
Oh, even better. Josh
brought stuff from when I worked at Blockbuster.
What is this?
That's a original Space Jam poster.
Yeah, in its original packaging. and dented. I saw somebody on the internet the other day so angry about that there's so much love for Space Jam. And I feel like for some people, it's their... for me, it's Hook. I can't get over that people love Hook so much.
Yeah.
And I never knew... I never loved Space Jam or knew anybody who did. So I'm not concerned with the people who do because it's like, you know...
Well, that's why the poster was never opened.
Okay, there's and then also, you also brought...
I also brought, from my Blockbuster days, this is actually from my college movie review days. This is a press kit for The Odd Couple Part 2. Complete with the photos.
How many stars did you give Odd Couple 2?
I think that's the first time that folder's ever been opened. There's some...
Felix!
Great, that's great. What else?
A Pocahontas viewfinder, which was another Blockbuster
that
giveaway.
That sounds like a sex move.
The colors of the wind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you see when you pull the Emmy out of Andy Dick's ass.
And then there's also my two CDs.
Oh, there's so much stuff. Oh, and it's $4.19, you guys. I'm not going to do anything about it. Just wanted everybody to know. Wanted you to know the sacrifice I'm making today. Somebody put in my hotel room recently a bunch of gum, XL gum. I'm like, okay, I'll put that in the prize bag. I'll fly back to the States with that. I'll take a chance. I got Willie Nelson's Pedernales cut and putt hat. And
a Willie Nelson cut and putt is a sex move.
That's the putt and cut.
Did I pronounce it right the first time when I introduced you? Pizzo. Ladies and gentlemen, Angelo Pizzo is here.
Thank you.
And, you know, first-time guest on the show and still managed to knock it out of the park with the gift bag because he brought a James Buster Douglas bobblehead. There's a story behind why he has that, but we don't even need to get into it. It's still a great item. And then you're wearing a shirt and brought a shirt because not only has Angelo written Hoosiers, which we'll be trying to make fun of tomorrow, he also wrote everybody's favorite sports movie, if it's not Hoosiers, and it's called Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now has written and directed a sports film that's coming out on October 9th, 2,000 screens, and it's called...
My All American.
Yeah, right there on the shirt. It's going in the prize bag. So this is another football story.
Yes, although there isn't any sports in the last 30 minutes of the movie, so...
Whoa, that's an interesting spoiler.
We actually...
Hey, come see Rocky 7. There's no fighting in the last 30 minutes.
That was what they tried with the Phantom Menace. People want to hear about trade negotiations. Now, is it Rudy or Radio? Who learns from Cuba Gooding Jr.'s innocence?
Radio.
Radio, okay. Because that was the great tagline of that movie. Radio didn't learn from the people. The people learn from radio.
My dad learns a lot of stuff from the radio.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
This really is a Pocahontas viewfinder.
Yeah, I wasn't messing around.
We got to name your actual albums here, Josh, to give them plugs. Unsung Hero and Unacceptable. Josh Sneed. And, yeah. And so Aaron Eckhart's in the film. Does he play someone involved in football in some way?
Yes, like he is involved. He is the coach.
Coach?
A famous coach, Coach Darryl Royal. This movie takes place at the University of Texas in the late 60s.
I'm in. I don't know what it is. I'm not that into sports, but I'll watch any sports movie, even ones with Kevin Costner in it. And he's just beating that horse, isn't he? It's just like, let's just keep going back to the sports well. But this next one, let's have no sports in it, just talking about sports. Draft day. All right, so Since Jeff is in the fancy, comfortable chair on the end there, what did you bring for the prize bag? Not that those two things are connected in any way.
I brought Bruce Campbell's book.
Woo! If Chins Could Kill.
Yep. I brought Fletch.
Feels vaguely racist to me, that title.
Yeah, yeah. That was the tagline.
You can't
for the
get away with If Epstein's Could Kill.
Yeah. That was the original subtitle of the Communist Red Book.
That it's the book the remake of Red Dawn was based on. Fletch.
You love Fletch.
I do love Fletch.
Who's the new Fletch? Jane Lynch?
Who? Jane Lynch?
Aren't they making... Didn't they turn Fletch into... Isn't she going to be a lady? Like maybe Melissa McCarthy? Did I dream that?
I think... I don't know.
Or was I watching Spy?
Was it just because she dresses up in Spy? Like Fletch does sometimes?
If like you made like a Venn diagram that came together for me with the worst Julia Roberts movie and the worst Mel Gibson movie... They're both in it, and you brought it, and it's called Conspiracy Theory.
Yep.
That's
great. I watched it a couple of days ago and decided I should probably give this away.
Yeah.
If I keep it, I might accidentally watch it again.
And Tom Hardy will be in the remake with Melissa McCarthy, author.
And that one will be real good, though.
It's a shadow conspiracy. all right, you guys. Let's talk about movies for a second. And let's talk sports films. Angelo's, your whole career is sports films. What's a sports film you admire that you didn't have anything to do with the making of it? Like, what's your favorite one?
Probably Raging Bull.
Right. Amazing movie. Moving on.
You say Raging Bull and Space Jam is literally on the table. Was Bugs Bunny in Raging Bull? No, I don't think so. Was Raging Bull just an overlong McDonald's commercial? No. Space Jam.
You know that Bugs, though, was this close to getting the Pesci role.
Yeah. And it was between
Can you imagine
and Pesci.
Bugs Bunny and Pesci don't sound that different, really.
Nope.
Hey, you motherfucker! I'm gonna break a carrot off in your ass!
And towards the end of any boxing career, they start to sound like Elmer Fudd. So that seems to work perfectly.
What about you, Josh? Do you have a favorite sports film other than the ones that are on the table?
Probably Bull Durham.
All right, yeah. If it's got Bull in it, it's a great sports film.
I would also put Jerry Maguire up there if that one counts.
It doesn't.
You lost me at Jerry Maguire.
That's good. That's so good.
Human head weighs 10 pounds.
I only have 2 Emmys left. Who will get it?
I probably brought this up before, Dana, but you played Squeegee Man in Mystery Men?
I don't want to brag. Doug, I'm just like you. I'm just a regular man who puts on his pants one leg at a time.
Oh, Squeegee Man. Do you have a favorite sports film, Dana?
Yes, one of my favorite films of all time, one of the funniest movies ever made, Slapshot.
Oh!
And,
of course,
written by a woman, which not a lot of people know. Written by a woman, one of the foulest comedies, such a great movie.
What was her name?
It escapes me at this time. Nancy Dow, yes. Really, if you haven't seen Slapshot, it's phenomenal. And it is one of those movies that you remember as being great, and then you go back to watch it, and it's still great. How many times are you like, oh, my God, you have to see Blazing Saddles. And then there's a joke, and you go out and you make a sandwich. You start a tray of lasagna. You finish a jigsaw puzzle. You come back in. There's another joke. You go back out. You call some friends from high school you haven't talked to in a while. Yeah.
How dare you? That was going to be my favorite sports movie.
Blazing Saddles.
It's stunning.
Competitive campfiring. Jeff, what do you got? What's yours?
I was hoping you guys were going to keep doing that riff.
So you can think more about sports movies? I'll say mine.
Okay, you say yours.
Because Dana just made me realize that mine is also a hockey film called Goon. Yeah. Really good. Have you seen that?
I wanted you to say Miracle.
Was that the prequel to the Goonies when he didn't know anybody?
Yeah, he was alone. And
right when it was after they finally move. And he's new in that town, and he's just one goon. Hey guys, I'm from Oregon. Boo.
Then they take his inhaler and throw it as far as they can.
Yeah. I think my favorite sports movie is Major League.
There you go.
I wish we hadn't gone back to you.
Or maybe Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Angels in the Outfield.
I also want to say Caddyshack.
Air Bud.
Oh,
Caddyshack.
Oh, shit. We just came
also
up with it.
Also written by a woman.
I don't know.
Written by a dead guy.
Yeah, that written counts. By a dead guy. That's right. Even dead people can write movies, folks.
That's what I'm not equating women with dead guys.
Dana Gould just equated women with dead men.
But what I said was...
Right? Does anyone here work for Jezebel.com? Does anybody here have a blog they can write about Dana? He's a good tipper, but
my
also...
My name is Caitlin!
And he's down to one Emmy.
We're all Caitlin now. Just me, Caitlin!
While you guys were talking, I was sitting over here remembering the Titans.
Good one.
That's everybody, right?
That's
we'll
it.
Thanks for having us.
Can we give just a nod to the lunacy of Any Given Sunday?
You're going to fight for that inch!
The Pantheon Cup!
There's nothing funnier to me than when there's a football movie and they have to make up football teams.
I know, that's the greatest.
The L.A. Stallions is from Last Boy Scout, my favorite sports movie. Yeah. Last Boy Scout, that's my favorite sports movie.
And contrary to popular belief that doctors in the NFL don't literally pull on pencil-thin mustaches and go, moo-hoo-hoo-ah-ha-ha-ha.
Any Given Sunday, though, that's a true story. Well, based on real events. It was based on, like, the guy saw a football game. I was like, I'm going to write a movie.
Yeah, and it was really interesting that he just happened to think of it at the right time of year, because any given Sunday, there's not a football game.
Yeah.
There's more Sundays that don't have a football game than do.
Yeah, it should be called
It could have been about old people antiquing.
Sometimes on Sunday.
Yeah. He's doing another movie called Any Third Sunday, which is about the Pasadena Flea Market.
How much for this ashtray?
Life is a game of inches. Yeah. I will give you 3 inches for that ashtray.
That's the pitch.
So, he wants to buy a headboard. The guy won't sell it to him. That's conflict.
I have one Any Given Sunday reference here.
Please do.
It's not funny, but it's the...
None of ours.
Well, why start now?
You're right in the pack, then.
I hired a cinematographer out of New York, and before he came to Texas where we shot the movie, he said, do you have any movies that you would like me to take a look at to give me a guide as to what we're looking at in terms of how to shoot the football stylistically and so on and so forth? I said, yeah, take a look at Any Given Sunday and do everything opposite.
Wow.
It is true.
That's not an Any Given Sunday reference. That's like a legit anecdote.
Right.
Like, the four of us are just shitting on that movie, and you're like, I met the guy who fucked it up.
I don't think the cinematographer fucked it up.
No. Yeah.
He also did a lot of rewrites.
Robert Richardson.
Well, actually,
the truth
is, we had the star of our movie was in that movie.
Oh, was he really?
And that was Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart told us
a lot of stories about that movie. And it was Oliver at his worst. In terms of his worst drug use during that making that movie.
Well, there was a...
If you watch the movie from that point of view, from a cocaine point of view, you get
awesome.
It makes all total sense.
It's funny because Oliver Stone
that works
also...
That for most movies.
Yeah, that Oliver Stone also made World Trade Center, which is interesting because my review of Any Given Sunday was that it was worse than a million 9/11s.
But at least he didn't call that Any Given Tuesday.
For the listeners, there was an extra burst of applause because of the tip of a hat. Such a simple gesture. I wasn't looking. I was like, what did he do? Oh, he took his hat off. What a delight. How are we doing on time, you guys? We got a lot to do. I always like to ask everybody the last movie they saw and their thoughts on it. We'll start down there with Jeff.
San Andreas.
Oh, boy.
It's fucking amazing. Dana Gould should give one of his Emmys to The Rock. Just out of just joy. It's so fucking awesome. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does The Rock ever, like, just physically stop the earthquake?
He punches
he
the
gets
shit
so
out
mad
of that.
At it. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, there's a showdown at the end, and he just punches the earth, and it settles down.
Yeah. It just chills out.
Yeah. He yells at the tsunami, it backs off.
He calls it a jabroni, and it just chips off.
Yeah. Well, San Andreas learned his lesson. You might be made of
I was rock, upset you didn't use my movie reviews in 8 words or less for that one. That
you,
was
you
please
reviewed
tell me
San Andreas?
Yeah, I said, please tell me whose fault this is. It was...
Yeah. Nice.
I'm growing on him.
That's clever, but the movie is great.
No, it's not.
So I don't know why you would try to place blame. We should be laying gratitude at their feet for making such a spectacular fucking movie.
Now, I heard that the buildings that don't get destroyed by the earthquake...
Rent goes up.
...are ruined because Paul Giamatti eats all the scenery.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He really falls into the Richard Dreyfuss character of the
You gotta listen to me.
Dumpy, yeah. My jacket doesn't fit, but I know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I like how they showed Oakland and you couldn't tell if it was before or after the earthquake.
Dana, do a classic Hooper line from Jaws but talking about earthquakes instead of sharks.
Oh, boys, it's back for a second rumbling.
He did not hesitate before doing that. Give it more. And I'm wearing my Ben Gardner Fishing Charters t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Another thing I didn't notice.
If I ever have a band, it will be called Alex Kintner's Raft.
There's a scene in San Andreas where The Rock actually has to go find a bigger boat. So
yes.
it really works.
It's the sequel is called San Diego, where The Rock has 6 hours to walk through Comic-Con without meeting an agent or marketing exec.
I don't know what that means.
Nobody goes to Comic-Con that used to go to Comic-Con now.
It's all business.
People who used to make fun of you for going to Comic-Con.
Yeah, that reminds me, my new movie, Chronicon, is probably going to be out on July 3rd. And it's where I go to Comic-Con, and I'm more of the problem than the solution.
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm just high looking at everybody. I'm not really there for comic books, which is what it should be about.
Well, that's good because there are none there anymore.
Well,
they've actually moved the
comic books.
They've
got like a corner outside the building.
No, they're in another building on another part of town. It's shameless and awful and the way of the world.
But the cast of Shameless is
going to
be there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's people that's like, where are you going to Comic-Con? Well, I'm going for the Pretty Little Liars table.
What? It's a nice table. You can buy
it. I'd go to that. Yeah, I'd check that out.
Let me
Ashley Benson's on that
show,
right?
What if it's just a bunch of dorks dressed up like agents and executives?
Oh, that'd
like,
be
what
good.
If it's just like cosplay, like studio cosplay, where they're not really agents or executives. They're just nerds who are like, I'm going to be a suit this year.
What was the last movie you saw, Dana? Did I skip you?
I Well, no, I'm next. So the last movie I saw was San Andreas. I saw it with my 12-year-old daughter. Said, "Dad, I want to go see San Andreas." And I said, "You know, it's not going to be like that." And she said, "I know, but I'm interested in the devastation." And I thought, "My work here is done." It's great. The best thing about San Andreas is that from this movie, there are only 300 people in California, which is terrific.
At the end.
Well, at the beginning, he's flying. He's flying his helicopter, and his ex-wife says, "I'll be on the roof of the building," and she's the only person you can see, just off in the distance on the roof of a building. So, what about other people? I don't need them.
Everyone else is dead.
Yeah.
Did you see it too, Josh?
Oh my God,
I did. But I also saw Pitch Perfect too.
Did you get pitch slapped?
I did.
You like it?
I was pitch slapping Aka bitch. I don't know how they talk, but it was fun. I liked it.
I like it too. I just don't understand why there's commentators during an a cappella competition. Like why there's two people talking to the entire thing.
It's not even during just a competition this time. They're doing their live remote podcast everywhere this group happens to be.
But everybody just wants to hear them talking over the performance.
That's like, what
that's
I want to know.
Unprecedented in performance competition.
Well, everybody's got a podcast.
The whole point of the movie was to make it more like the pod race scene from Phantom Menace.
That's two of your three Phantom Menace references.
The seal has been broken.
Don't waste your third one.
Oh, I won't. I have it. I have it locked and loaded.
Angelo, have you seen something lately?
You know, we were talking, Dane and I, earlier, that my movie-going habit is really decreased by the quality of series television. The best writers are working on television.
It's all
now.
So good. There's so much good TV.
I watched the because I missed a lot making this movie last year, so I ended up watching the last six episodes of Boardwalk Empire, and that was just about as good a writing as there is.
Yeah, it's a bunch of movie people slumming it on HBO.
Boardwalk Empire is like the show Mob City if anyone at all watched it.
And really got into it.
Hmm? Miami? Did it take place in Miami?
No, Mob City took place in Los Angeles in the 1940s. Nobody watched it.
I liked how he didn't use the microphone for that. So you're just answering, out of nowhere for the podcast listeners. That's okay.
It was written and directed by Frank Darabont.
You see how the comedians all have the microphone right at their mouth so they can dive in with something to say. You always, by the time you get it up to your mouth, somebody else is already talking.
I keep watching that happen, and it's like all these great anecdotes are just going away because these guys won't shut the fuck up.
I know, he's talking about comedian. The cinematography for Rudy. I'm like, well, I made a vine once.
And that's the story of how I fucked Charlize Theron. What?
I also had to put my jersey on my coach's desk, but I was asked to. It's a little different than your film, but it's like when I saw it in the movie, I was like, I've been there.
You're the second guy in the office, and he's like, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of, was Johnny Favreau, Johnny Favs, was he, when he was in Rudy, did he seem like a future filmmaker? Was he already interested in all that stuff?
Well, he actually had never done anything before, and we found it him at Second City. So
he was more of a stage improv guy.
He was simply a guy that we hired him as an actor. Now, John was on the set all the time tailing David Ansbaugh, the director, trying to learn as much as he could. But we kind of thought he was a pest more than anything. We didn't really take him very seriously.
Yeah, but you needed his food truck now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he really was. He was a different guy back then. But honestly, to give him credit, a lot of the lines that character had were improvised by John. So we just kind of we let him go a number of times.
I'm
going
to go back and watch that again because I barely remember that it was him because I didn't know him at the time. You know?
I believe that because I've met the real guy and he's nowhere near that clever. D-Bob?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
You've met D-Bob?
I met D-Bob and
wow.
Rudy.
That's strange.
See, I got stories too. Don't.
I saw a movie called Some Girls on Netflix because I'm on this challenge where I'm trying to watch 365 movies in 1 year, and I sat there and watched the whole thing as a Neil LaBute screenplay. He didn't direct it, but it was like watching a film to play. a film Neil Butte play. Who's in? Oh, nobody? Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Who's in Some Girls?
It stars Adam Brody from The O.C. Right. And whatnot as a guy who goes around and just talks to all his ex-girlfriends in various hotel rooms. He gets them all to meet him in a hotel room to tell them that he's getting married, and he just wants to make sure that everything's cool with every girl he ever dated.
So it's like,
so there's like seven scenes, and each one is just him and some girl, and they have a different kind of relationship each time. And
what if, so the pitch was, what if we did Jim Jarmusch's Broken Flowers, but did it without Bill Murray, so no one had a reason to see it?
It's kind of what it was, yeah. I'm sure Neil Butte never saw Broken Flowers. He's too busy writing crap. I mean stuff. So I like some of his stuff. Let's do the game portion of the show. What do you say?
Let the games begin!
Lots of folks here in the audience brought decorative name tags that they can hold up now. Maybe we could get some house lights up so that we get a better idea what's out there. And also, thank you, all of you, for coming here at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. It's an interesting time for a show when people should be at work. Some people drove really far to get here, too. That's just impressive.
I'm seeing movies I worked on.
Oh, perfect. Well, everybody, physically get up and go select. Put your microphone down and go select a name tag that you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat.
Okay.
Whatever strikes your fancy. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Once again, this episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level, no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Hey, you guys, one other thing. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you, mostly free. And one of the reasons why advertisers love Doug Loves Movies is that they know the show has amazing listeners. About once a year, we run a listener survey to help demonstrate this to advertisers. Right now, we have an all-new survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/Doug. The survey will only take 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you'd like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well-matched to you, your interests, and the show. Who wants to listen to commercials for things you don't want to buy? We want to bring you the stuff that you need, want, or want to need. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken one of our previous surveys, I'd like to ask you to take this new one. It's completely revised, and advertisers like it when we have the most up-to-date answers. Plus, you'll have a chance at that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/Doug. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so that we can keep the show free. Now back to it.
All right, we're back. You guys really went out there and into the crowd and did some good name tag hunting. Let's start with Angelo. What do you got there?
Well, I don't need to mean to bring everything I do back to my movies, but...
Might as well. That's a good way to pick a name tag.
But honestly, and I actually misread that. I thought it said Encino Man, and it says Encino Dan.
Well, because he changed it to Dan because it's his name tag.
I got it. Okay. See, I've never. This is a first for me.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But yeah, I think you did. Why do you like the movie Encino Man?
Well, no. The reason that I picked it was in the reference to the movies we did was that we were very curious about hiring Sean Astin. And we actually looked at Encino Man to see, as a sample of his work.
Yeah, and he's very likable in that movie.
And he is. He's great. And we hired him, not totally based on that movie, but in part.
Sure. That's what people said when they made any Brendan Fraser movie. All right. Because he was also, even Pauly Shore was tolerable in that movie. It's really, Encino Man is a fun movie, I think. And what they do is everybody writes a shithead on the back of their name tag. So if you lose today, their consolation prize is I have to say this out loud, no matter what it says. I mean, if it said Muhammad, I wouldn't, but everything else. So so there you go. Thanks for doing that. What do you got, Josh?
I have a new movie coming out with The Rock and Vin Diesel called Muscle and Bro. I love the tagline. When life gets you down, just push up. That's Valentine's Day next year.
And,
this is so great.
What's the name of what's the name of the person who made that?
Elliot Hilton.
Okay. I didn't need both first and last, but it's nice to know that someone from the Hilton Empire is slumming it and making name tags.
What is amazing that this poster proves is the success of the Fast and the Furious movie is based on the simple concept that muscle cars are clearly phallic extensions and that people are shooting machine guns out of them, which are clearly penis substitutes. So it's not just penis substitutes being shot out of phallic extensions, but the guys that star in the movie are these big, shiny, muscular, bald guys. They actually look like dicks. So what you have is guys that look like dicks shooting penis symbols out of phallic extensions. You'd have to go to Neil Patrick Harris's Dream Journal to get more cock. I mean, that looks like a photo of a poor guy that has two dicks.
Hey, Dana, is there any chance you could be hilarious about your name tag?
No way. My name tag is clearly a woman named Glorin. That's what pulled me into it. I'm assuming it's Lauren and that you stuck
Blades
in there.
Yeah, Blades of Glorin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Blades of Glory poster, and she's Will Ferrell.
She's Will Ferrell, and you John Heater.
John Heater.
Yeah.
I did a great job. I have to try that hairdo sometime. It doesn't look too bad. It
doesn't look too bad. I actually wrote on that movie, so I thought, well, that reminds me of money my ex-wife has. Let me get this poster.
I'm so glad to hear that you wrote on that movie because I always say I think it's one of the funniest, if not the funniest, Will Ferrell sports comedies.
I will say my favorite line
in the
movie.
That's not narrowing it down that much.
He had a streak, but my favorite line in the movie was something that Will just totally improvised. It was there up on the stand, and John Heater goes, "You smell like tacos." And Will goes, "Yes, I do." I was like, that's the funniest line in the movie.
All right, maybe it's not that great. Jeff, what do you got there?
I'm playing for Booning.
Could you sit in a more relaxed style?
When is your hammock getting here?
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Booning, my cousin Booning.
Okay.
He put what appears to be a My Cousin Vinny picture on a box of donuts.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good strategy.
Yeah, I like
what kind of donuts? Can you flip that open for me?
It's National Donut Day today.
No way.
It is.
It's a whole bunch of them.
I'm sad that
perfect.
I know
is
that.
Is it National Cigarette Day, too?
Yes.
Just drop some in there at the top of the donuts.
Listen. It went on the ground.
You dropped a box of cigarettes. You dropped your cigarettes into the donuts. It was like a symbol of every fireman.
Well, when this show's over, I'm going to have both.
All right. Well, you might want to take aside a donut that you're going to enjoy later.
Oh, no.
Because you know what happens when you pick donuts for a name tag? Is I throw them into the audience.
Oh, that was real? I thought you guys were just doing a bit.
The magic of podcasting. Oh, that one's going to leave a mark.
That's...
Any of you other guys want to do this, feel free.
Hell yeah.
Does anybody have a nut allergy? What about peanuts?
it. Oh, that was a... That was an interesting dick lob.
I feel like a bear claw.
Hey, let's not mess up the theater.
This is the most fun thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Angelo, put me in a sports movie. You see where that apple fritter went, man?
This is for you guys. Oh, sorry. Brag arm.
That was to my sign, name tag.
Wow, that off. One was...
Here's a starburst.
That one was bitten by a famous writer-director.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't a box.
And then gave it to you. Oh, that's his girlfriend. Okay, great.
I'm glad it wasn't a box of kittens.
They would have been fine, man. They all land on their feet.
No, it's so great. It's just donuts, because how much could they hurt? No matter how hard you throw them, they're donuts. And thanks for, I hope the theater's not mad at me for doing that. I'm glad they got those donuts into this theater because a lot of places have no food rules.
Well, this place is probably going to change their policy soon.
All right, Angelo, we're going to play a series of games, and these guys kind of know what's going on. A couple of newer games in the mix, and I'll talk you through all of it. And this first game is to determine who goes first in the second game. Yeah, super complicated. It's called Clusterflix, or Don't Yell Amy Adams. And I'm going to say three movie titles. If one of you guys can think of the person that's in all three of those films, just go ahead and yell that name out. And if it's correct, the game is over. But if nobody gets it right, I'll just keep adding names. I should do that. I should count up how many titles there are and say it at the beginning, but I didn't do it this time. But there's definitely like more than 24 titles here. So just as soon as somebody knows it, somebody's going to put it together eventually. Here's your first three names. One person was in all three of these films. Judgment Night, 20 Bucks, and Car 54, Where Are You? No one in the audience yell out anything.
Don Rickles.
Unless it's definitely the wrong answer. No, don't yell out anything. Somebody guess Don Rickles? That's a good guess. Nothing?
Fred Gwynn.
No. You've got My Cousin Vinny on the brain.
Yeah. You didn't just say My Cousin Vinny three times?
What?
I thought you said one person was in three movies. My Cousin Vinny, My Cousin Vinny, My Cousin Vinny.
Nope. Judgment Night, 20 bucks, and Car 54, Where Are You?
Dennis Leary.
Nope. Here we go. Floundering. Together. Two is spelled T-W-O. Dr. Jekyll and Ms. Hyde. Heat.
Tone Loc.
Nope. Larger Than Life.
The Elephant.
Kiss. Yeah, there's an elephant in all of those films. Kiss the Girls. Operation Dumbo. I'm kidding. Kiss the Girls.
Carrie Elwes.
Phoenix. No. The Crew. Rush Hour 2. Runaway Jury. Scary Movie 3. Chasing Liberty. Two for the Money.
Al Pacino.
The Kingdom. Spy Kids, All the Time in the World.
Jamie Foxx.
No. The Pirates, Band of Misfits. It's got an exclamation point in the middle of it, that title. That's weird. Serendipity.
John Cusack. Okay, the Jeremy Piven.
That's correct. Jeremy Piven was in all of those films.
Impressive.
Keeping Up with the Steins, Rock and Rolla, Black Hawk Down, The Family Man, Smoking Aces, Very Bad Things, Gross Point Blank, Say Anything, PCU, which also co-starred Jon Favreau, and Entourage, the movie, in theaters now. Yeah, if I'd have gotten Entourage, that would have been pretty sad. But great job. That was you, Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Yep, Jeff got it. Oh, you're not proud of knowing Jeremy Piven films?
Oh, no.
What was the turning point? Which one gave it away?
Whatever one you said right before I said Jeremy Piven.
Oh, okay.
Serendipity.
Huh?
I Serendipity, because he was in The Kingdom, too, and
that put it together nicely.
Yeah, one of those other ones.
All right, earlier. Cool.
All right, so that means Jeff gets to go first in the next game, and then we will go to Angelo, Josh, Dana, and around like that. And this game is called Now Bushimi, Now You Don't. I'll give you a batch of Steve Buscemi movies, one of which he's actually not in, and you just have to pick out the one he's not in. If you can't get it, then it moves over to the next guy who only has to choose between two, and if that person can't get it, then we move on to the next one, because that's silly.
Can I give you one funny thing he said from when I had dinner with him?
Wait.
I would rather you be in a different situation with him, but go ahead.
Look, I know I look like Don Knotts.
But why did he have to suddenly say that? Were you just Mr. Limpeting him all night, or?
No,
you don't want to order the fish.
I didn't bring it up, but he brought it up.
Were you trying to convince him that those two ladies were just your roommates?
I was talking like Andy Griffith all night, hoping that he would pick it up. Oh, Steve, we're going to have good dinner. It's gonna be flavorsome. I get it. I know. I look like
Andy. Aunt B would always yell for him.
You gonna go sleep in the Simmons house tonight?
Wait, is that your impression of Steve Buscemi?
Clearly, that's Andy Dick.
But do you think it's too soon for the Don Knotts story? Why isn't Buscemi developing that for himself?
Oh, Oliver Stone is making it, and right now we're at the part where he was actually on the moon with Neil Armstrong.
Holy shit.
It's just going to be called Knotts.
The Reluctant Astronaut. Boom! Here's your three movies, Jeff. Tell me which one Buscemi is not in. Barton Fink, Billy Bathgate, Happy Gilmore.
Billy Bathgate.
Nope, he's not in Happy Gilmore. Oh, shit, I didn't move on to the next one.
Happy Gilmore.
Correct, Angelo's correct. Moving on to Josh. Josh.
I would have said that.
I was just trying to make it fast, and instead I made it furious.
Don't bring that up. Dana's got this whole thing about that movie's about dicks.
It's a triple dicker. Okay, so between these three movies, Josh, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, I Think I Love My Wife, and I, Robot. He's in two of those.
I Think I Love My Wife.
Nope. See, this time I was smarter. Moves on to Dana. Which one of those other two is Buscemi not in? I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry or iRobot.
I'm going to say iRobot. Or its sequel, iRobot.
Wait, which one did Josh say?
The one about his wife?
Yeah, he's not in iRobot. All right, here we go. Dana, you get to go next. All right. I'm going to do it right this time, I swear to God. Was he in, which one wasn't he in? Monster in Law, Monster House, or Monsters University?
Well, he couldn't have been in Monster House.
Why is that?
Oh, well, I was going to say because it's animated, but so is Monsters University.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go with
Nobody's in animated movies.
What? Yeah. He is in Monster House. I'm going to stick with Monster House.
No, he's in Monster House.
Then I'm going to say Monster in Law.
It's not your turn anymore.
I'm taking my turn.
Jeff, what do you say? Do you agree with that?
Monster in Law?
That's correct. He's not in Monster in Law. He's in Monsters University and Monsters, Inc. He's like the bad guy in both. All right.
But you didn't say Monsters, Inc. You said Monster House.
I said Monsters University and Monster House. He's in Monster House.
Yes.
The Dan Harbin, Rob Schraub thing, he's the voice in it.
All right, then.
Angelo, yes. Which one of these is Buscemi not in? I'll try to say it different so you catch it. Try to help you out.
28 days, 50 first dates, $20.
Hmm. 28 days.
Sorry. Also, we should have been eliminating people when they get it wrong, but has anybody got one wrong yet?
No, I haven't got one wrong.
All right, oh, Jeff. No, I mean, I got...
Yeah, Jeff's out. Right. Jeff's out. Josh, you haven't gotten one wrong yet.
Yeah, I have.
No, you didn't. I was wrong about...
Oh, you were high. $20.
You say he's not in $20?
That's great.
He's not in 50 first dates. He's in 28 days and $20.
Terrific.
I'm better at this than I thought.
I thought he was in like every Adam Sandler movie
ever.
The
British zombie movie?
Yeah. No. The Sandra Bullock alcohol movie.
Oh.
The Sandra Bullock rehab movie.
So, yes.
Movie.
What's the other?
Yeah, it's a little zombie.
The zombie movie. Yes.
Yeah, there's 28 Days and 28 Days Later. But,
oh, 28 Days Later, which sounds like the sequel to 28 Days, but it's really not. 28
yeah,
weeks.
It's her second trip to
28
rehab.
28 Weeks is the sequel to 28 Days Later. 28 Weeks Later.
Nine and a half weeks is also has numbers in the title.
There was also 9 weeks, but that's not funny. It's too close to nine and a half. And that one was about Dudley Moore and Mary Tyler Moore. I'm not kidding. Had a dying child. Had 9 months to live. Wasn't that it? 6 weeks. That's what I said. 6 weeks. Holy shit. All right.
Here's one thing the doctor probably doesn't say in that movie. I'm sorry. Your child has 6 weeks to live. Starting now.
No stopwatch.
And go. And live your life.
Air horn.
I'm going to murder your child in exactly 6 weeks. Click.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Okay.
No, it's not. I'm out.
Why do you do that? It's Dana's turn, right? I know, right? It gets worse.
Will you throw that donut back up here?
Yeah. This game has more rules than Fizbin. Anybody?
Did you say Fizbee?
Fizbin. Anybody?
So Angela and Josh are out. Dana is still in. And
Jeff's out. I'm out.
Everybody's out. Wait a second.
No, someone's in.
Dana won.
Somebody must have still been doing all right. Let's give it to Dana.
Hooray. Yeah.
Hooray.
You backed into that one.
Holy shit, this one had marshmallow in it.
For the listeners, Jeff is eating a donut.
I feel like they knew. I hadn't said anything in 40
this
seconds.
This one's got marshmallow in it. It sounded funny to me. Oh, one of those Doritos tacos. They'll try it. Fast food is just trying anything at this point. They're just like, let's just throw shit at the wall.
I have that exact same bit on the CD that's in that bag over there.
Have you been to Taco Bell at like after 1 a.m. where they just let you throw shit at the wall? Like they give you, like you could go to the steam table and it's like $4, and then whatever you get to stick to the wall is your thing. You get to name it.
It's like a Mexican hibachi. Hmm?
I don't know who. I think someone should be offended by that.
Just generally the listeners. For.
All right. So the next game we're going to play, we're going to wind this thing up with the rousing game of Last Man Stanton. And people on the old Twitter have been hitting me up today saying that they've got the perfect name for this game. So let me explain how the game works to the guests while I also. Fly through my Twitter and try to find some of these people. Basically, we're going to get a name of an actor or actress, and then I'll play along as well. If you come in second place to me, you still win. And we're going to name off movies that person was in, taking turns. If you can't think of one or you say one that's wrong, then you're out. And wait, who did we decide won that last thing? We'll say Dana won the last thing.
But how does this involve Stanton, which I assume implies Harry Dean?
Yeah, it's called Last Man Stanton because when he played it and it didn't have a name yet, Oh, okay.
We did the films of Harry Dean Stanton, and he won.
Okay.
Yeah, he beat us three children down by being able to name, I think maybe he named four of his films.
Here's something you've never heard after someone says the name Harry Dean Stanton. He goes to my gym.
Oh, my God.
We have the same nutritionist.
What?
I do have the same nutritionist as Harry Dean Stanton.
Yes, you do.
I think you mean bartender.
Well, whatever. It's whoever just gives me stuff.
All right, I gotta find some of these things, you guys. This is driving me crazy. I can't find them. I gotta go to my favorites. And all right, where is Four Color Kyle? Yup is not really the answer to that question, but where is he? Yup.
Back there in the corner.
He wrote, starting a 5-hour drive to see Doug Benson again at the Limestone Fest. I have never used Last Man Stanton name hashtag Pinky Promise. So there's that guy. And then we also have Patty Boy 1083. Where are you at?
Right here.
Please say yep.
You wrote, coming from St. Louis to Limestone Comedy Fest, have a great Last Man Stanton suggestion. And then there's another one, the Heebie Jeebie. Where's that Heebie Jeebie at? Yeah! All right, and
Green!
And you just wrote, I got a Last Man Stand suggestion for you tonight, and I'll apologize in advance, but I bet these other two people traveled further for this moment, and so I want to honor that. Which is further, St. Louis or 5 hours? Why is that funny? It's about the same? You guys...
No, it's not 5 hours.
I've never seen such enjoyment of a simple math joke. St. Louis is 4 hours. All right, so 5-hour wins.
It's funny. We have a box of 2 donuts and a basket of unlimited Starburst. The stage looks like a math problem.
If Jeff had 2 donuts and Josh Need had a lot of Starburst.
And there are 5 minutes left in the show.
Me, I'll eat these donuts. Is that the answer?
Anybody that comes tomorrow for the Hoosiers interruption, don't worry. There will be no donut throwing. Or it'll be kept to a minimum.
You most likely won't even be able to bring them in.
Yeah. I'll just bring 1 chalupa and throw it at somebody.
By tomorrow, something tells me I just see the words smoldering embers and police tape.
Four Color Kyle, you're it. You're going to tell us the name of an actor or actress that we're going to play Last Man Stanton with. It better be good. Better be worth that 5-hour drive.
I need to name
Leguizamo.
That's probably not the same guy.
So I think when people sit around going, I've got the perfect name, they're thinking, if I were to play, because I love Johnny Legs.
That's a fella who thinks a one-man show is a movie.
I know. I don't mind playing it. Let me ask the panel. Do you guys want to do it, or do you want to get fish for another name?
Fish for another name.
I can only think of two right now.
John the Pest? Leguizamo?
Hey, don't blow it! Don't start blowing out names! John Wick. So,
where's
St. Louis at? What's your what name do you have that's so great? Pressure's on. Ralph Fiennes, get the fuck out of here! Most people don't even know how to pronounce it right.
We couldn't do both of those names for 2 rounds. You guys already hilariously burned the only 2 Leguizamo movies I've ever even heard of.
You've heard of a lot of other Leguizamo movies. You just don't know that he's in them. Because he's...
Right. Wong Fu.
Because he's that good.
And The Rock.
He just fades right
well,
in.
Well, we're going to play it anyway, Josh?
No,
what's
no,
going on?
No, I just was making sure that the only two I knew got out there so we don't have to use him.
He's in The Rock? I've seen The Rock
you
like 100 times.
Any of the fucking...
Right? He's in there, right?
What are those movies with all the mammoths and dinosaurs and the little squirrel?
Ice Age?
Ice Age movies. Any Ice Age movie?
No, man, I'm a Christian. I don't... I don't really go into blasphemous science fiction.
There's a museum for you in a neighboring state.
I've been there. I donate
we
to it.
We live there.
Tyrannosaurus saddles were big.
Yeah, they had to be. Have you seen a Tyrannosaurus? They were big.
I think when people are writing to me and saying, I've got a great one, they're thinking one that's going to be difficult as opposed to one that's going to yield a long, fun game because there's lots of potential answers. Although both of those actors are in a lot of things, just not things that are in this
that
group's wheelhouse,
see.
Apparently. I mean, you know, Ralph Fiennes, you could start, you know, if you know how the Harry Potter titles go, you could start naming those off. But anyway, where's Heebie-Jeebies? What do you got? This is the last one, guys, so you tossed out the other two. So this one, we have to take it no matter what Heebie-Jeebie says right now. We are going to play it, and we're going to play it to the best of our ability, starting with Dana, going to Josh. What name are we using? Okay. Not bad.
All right.
It's not great, but it's not bad. Dana, any Christian Bale movie?
Empire of the Sun.
Okay. I don't think I said name the first Christian Bale movie, but...
That's how
probably
my
not
brain
the first
works.
One. All right. Josh?
Batman Begins.
And don't forget, guys, I'm a stickler for correct titles.
I don't think he was in that.
We have a challenge. I'm glad this game doesn't work that way. Angelo, any Christian Bale movie?
American Psycho.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Newsies.
It's a great one.
Jeff?
The Dark Knight. Yeah. It was the last Batman,
yes.
Right?
He was?
Yes. Yeah.
Dana?
American Hustle.
Oh, I didn't know he was in so many American movies. Josh?
Batman Forever?
Are you for real?
Really?
No, not really.
Give me your shithead. Is it on the back of that basket?
What? No, it's on the back of the sign.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you got the sign, too.
But let's imagine a pissed off Christian Bale taking direction from Joel Schumacher. First of all, you're going to turn that frown upside down and be Gotham Savior for me.
Which
now
one?
Now you're going to put it in your eyes and take it out of your heart.
Which voice are you doing?
Well, clearly, that's Jack Klugman. Now it's garbage, Felix.
You just sound like every episode of The Match Game now.
I love it.
Dana, do you remember Quincy M.E.?
Of course I do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That show was hilarious. Like, I don't think any coroners... medical examiners are running around solving
no.
deaths.
Brian,
they're just saying what caused it, and that's it. They don't have to go out and solve a mystery. They know. They're looking at the body, and they go, this is what happened to it.
Brian Kiley, who's a very funny comedian and a writer on Conan O'Brien, used to have a really funny bit. It was the end of every episode of Quincy was, what do you mean heart attack? We're talking murder here. Jack Klugman in some of the greatest Twilight Zone episodes, by the way.
He's in multiple Twilight Zones?
Yeah, he's in like three or four of them.
Holy shit.
He really worked a lot, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Good actor.
Couldn't be more dead.
Right? Like that kid in that Dudley Moore movie.
I think he's in there.
I wonder if the kid that played that kid is alive still.
How would you like to be the... Yeah, what about the kid doing the Super Bowl commercial? I hope that kid's not dead.
Oh, that commercial where the pig flew around? How many... Was that even from this last Super Bowl?
I don't know. I just know the Super Bowl had a dead kid commercial. That's
it did.
All I remember.
Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah.
Who said American Hustle?
I did.
Okay. And Josh missed. Josh is out.
Okay. Angelo.
Exodus.
What?
Exodus?
Oh, Exodus. I thought you said X's, like he was in some wacky romantic.
Having dinner with my exes would be more violent than Exodus, that's for sure.
Shh. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you're yelling something out. Please don't.
Oh, they yelled full title.
Did he?
Yeah.
In that case, thank you. What is the full title of the film? They love it when I'm a stickler. Do you know?
The full title of Exodus?
Uh-huh.
I do not know.
I think I know, but I'm not sure.
The book after Genesis.
But I'm not going to say it, so I'm sorry, Angelo. You're out. There's more words in the title than just Exodus.
But the search for Curly's gold.
Yeah.
I mean, it
That's
is...
That's funny, is but I think it's The Reckoning.
It is in a desert.
No, I'm kidding. I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to say it wrong. I'm not going to make that mistake. Somebody else can. It's down to me and Jeff and Dana. And for my next one, I'm going to say that he was in a motion picture called Out of the Furnace.
Yes. Where he was way...
Pretty good movie, too. Josh? I mean, Jeff?
The Dark Knight Rises?
Yes.
Like the,
I can't believe I didn't scoop that one up after the other two were said.
Also, wait.
Also what? Don't say anything else. You got it right. Why ruin it?
That is the greatest advice I've ever been given. I wish I'd known you before my marriage failed.
Good to have you on board.
Dana?
The Mechanic.
Yes, The Mechanic. Whoa, you're right. You're out, Dana.
Was it Mechanic?
No, The Machinist. The Machinist.
I'm
and that's
sorry.
My answer.
Mechanics
Jeff.
Are machinists by definition.
Jeff, back to you again.
Did you say machinist?
Yeah.
Then can I say Exodus, Gods and Kings?
Yes.
Well, I'm...
I kept wanting to say Exodus, Gods and Monsters, and I didn't think that was right.
I've read the book.
Oh, that movie's also called Pulling Out.
Touché. Okay, it's back on me. Back on me. I can't believe it hasn't come up yet, because it might be... I think it's one of its greatest performances, if not the greatest. The Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's The Fightrix.
Jeff?
The Prestige.
Oh! Yeah! Terminator Salvation!
What?
Is that the right one?
I don't know what you just said.
Oh, Terminator Salvation?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one where he got mad on the set and had the tantrum.
Amateur. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm really curious as in this new Terminator movie, how come the Arnold Schwarzenegger robot got old?
Why was it Arnold Schwarzenegger from Jump? Why was the robot ever a big muscular guy with an Austrian accent? He's a robot. He doesn't have to have muscles. He doesn't have to have a physical muscles. He could just be big and beat shit up.
Wow, you really took what I said and ran with it.
I love movies.
Can I throw another giant robot gaff at you?
Yes.
Let's go all the way back to Star Wars.
Let's go.
Which one? Phantom Menace? Are you using your third and final?
You've been patient. No, in Star Wars, which is the only movie ever been made called Star Wars, it has no other title. R2-D2 says to C-3PO, beep, boop, 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 boop. And he goes, what? The comm link? I almost forgot. I turned it off. You're a fucking computer. You can't forget. Asshole.
He's always being so traumatized, though, by life and death situations that robots are afraid of.
I have been walking around with that since 1977.
All right, you want to talk about things that bother people? When Sean Connery breaks everyone into Alcatraz, he rolls through that fire that he timed in his head 40 years ago, and then he goes inside, and then he just opens that door. So that means when he was coming out the first time, he should have just gone through that door. Like, when they said, can you break us into Alcatraz? You should be like, well, the last step was like a door that I think it locks from the outside. And then there's like a fireway, but so no, I can't break you into Alcatraz.
Okay, I have one more.
Let me say with the one I know so that it doesn't seem like I'm stalling. Shaft.
Whoa, Shaft.
Oh. Yeah, the remake.
I did not think it was the original. Go, Dana, because I need time to think now.
There is no reason for Indiana Jones to be in the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. His job in the movie is to prevent the Nazis from finding the Ark. He fails. The Nazis open the Ark, and the Ark defends itself. The only possible thing that would have happened had he not shown up was that they sent the Ark straight to Hitler, and there would have been no World War II. It would be as if in Star Wars, Luke missed. Well, we tried.
I always like it, too, when anybody around you, their faces are melting, just scream, close your eyes, and you'll probably get through it okay.
Yeah, when I've seen people's faces start melting, if I shut my eyes, it tends to settle it down.
And does anyone know who untied them? <What's that? laughs> Did that spooky ghost go, whoo?
Hang on.
Keep your eyes closed.
They didn't know that's what was going to happen when they found
Hang on,
Ark.
This is a shank.
Was that Christopher Lloyd?
That was also Jack Klugman.
I can't think of another one. Jeff is our winner. Jeff won the game. I'm pretty sure there aren't too many left, but we definitely missed something. What did we miss, you guys? Equilibrium.
Yeah. Inglourious Bastards.
What?
No, I have no idea.
Stop
this
doing
is
that.
My favorite part of the game, though.
Rain of Fire.
Rain of Fire.
I think of that as a McConaughey vehicle. That and the dragons. But that's. Public Enemies.
Oh,
Harsh
public
Times.
Public Enemies.
Rescue Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Little Women. God damn it. See how hard this game is? There's always a ton left over.
The Duff? I think he's in The Duff.
He's not in The Duff. What?
Three
to Yuma is great.
Yuma.
I love that.
That's
one of my favorite
movies. Three to Yuma.
Yeah.
That is a great movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, Christian Bale doesn't get involved in too much shit. Like, what's the worst Christian Bale movie?
Yep.
There's a guy who...
I didn't even know what that movie is.
I didn't say, what am I losing right now?
Whoever yelled Equilibrium has not seen Shaft.
Dude, Shaft is kind of fun. What's his name? Jeffrey Wright is very entertaining in Shaft. Like, almost Academy Award level, I thought, his performance.
Wait, who?
Jeffrey Wright.
I don't know who that is.
But you know the remake of Shaft, right?
Yeah.
He was like supposed to be Puerto Rican or something. What was his name? Yeah.
Oh, hey, I thought you... Wait, wasn't that Busta Rhymes?
All I know about
you're talking about the Sam Jackson Shaft.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the bad guys is played by Jeffrey Wright, and it's a really entertaining performance that you forgot about because you think it's a shit movie. Yeah.
All I know about Shaft
angry.
Is no one understands him but his woman. That's the lyric in this.
I've only not liked
about
one
Shaft.
Movie.
I'm talking about John Shaft.
Shut
yeah, that is
mouth.
Weird. That is weird. You like everything, and then you pick on poor Shaft. I'd say watch it again.
Okay, I'll watch it again for sure, yeah.
It's not great, though.
No, that's okay. If it's just okay,
I don't know
okay,
why I'm
I'll
defending it.
It
so much, but I thought he was really good in it. But let's do some plugs, you guys. What do you got? October 9th is the release date. Did I remember that right?
Yeah, at a theater near you.
Yeah, it's called?
My All-American.
My All-American, yeah. Josh?
Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Sneed.
S-N-E-E-D.
Double E. And watch At Midnight. I'm not going to be on there, but I hope Chris Hardwick hears this and puts me on.
Points!
Thank you.
Yeah, Chris scours podcasts for mentions of himself, and then you're in.
No, he has.
No, he has a bot that does that. Yeah.
Dana, oh, you just what's talked going your on? Way out of being on At Midnight.
I have a little podcast called the Dana Gould Hour. Enjoy that. Uh-huh. It's free. And a bunch of other shit.
You got a Twitter, right? You don't take the summer
I
off, do you?
I have a Twitter. You? No, I'm... No. No, yeah, at Dana Gould, believe it or not, all on right. the Twitter.
Cool.
Again, free.
Free jokes, you guys.
Free jokes every day. Yeah. Or when I feel like it.
Jeff?
And a lot of pointless political rant. No, I don't do that.
What's
Twitter.com. also, I'll be...
Follow Jeff Tate from Queensryche on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And or then, Jeff and then Tate 77 from this stage.
No, no, 77 is a fake me. That's not me.
What?
Yep.
I'm 96. Story. I'm Jeff Tate 96.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeff Tate 77 is a...
It's a parody account.
Yeah, it's a parody account. Right? I think it's flattering, right? Like, people only parody famous people.
But you see how happy he is, right? All the time? Well, the parody Twitter account is just happy Jeff Tate tweets. So it's the antithesis of that.
So it's stuff like, I just saw Lone Ranger again.
No, that's on the 96 one. That's on the real one, the one
you
I
You have
do.
Seen it more than once?
Yeah, man, he fucking rides that horse onto a train, and the train is moving. Like, it's not even a stop train. It's a moving train. It's awesome.
As part of the like the post credit sequence of San Andreas, there's a scene where they're filling in the fault with unsold Tonto costumes from Halloween.
And then you see Tonto with one tear.
He's just thinking about garbage.
Yeah, looking at garbage at the screening.
Mm-hmm.
I said it. Woohoo!
July 9 through 12, I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati headlining for an hour. July 9 through 12 of this year, 2015.
So they're sitting around like, what if you call the club Bananas? No, that's not enough.
Go Bananas.
We need to tell people what to do.
Yeah. Bananas.
They named it in 1990, and that was when like the audience
come bananas.
A little more.
Yeah. It's when Uncle
direction.
Fucker's Chuckle Hutch was not available.
Yeah, Trip Wingfield wasn't just making him laugh on his own.
Jeff, Sir Laughs a Lot.
You don't have
one.
Your little book for your.
Oh no, that's my only plug. Also, okay. I have a podcast about Cheers.
Famous from famous like. L-E-T-S-G-O, let's go, L-E-T-S-G-O.
Yeah, yeah, be aggressive, be aggressive.
I like that they can't, they can spell B, but not aggressive.
No, they don't have time.
Aggressive, B-E,
aggressive. Right? Well, you know, they're cheerleaders, Dana, they're like dead men. So, spelling is difficult.
Young dead men.
June 14th, I'm going to be doing a Doug Loves Movies at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles at 420, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Tournament of Championships edition. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets and links. Thank you so much to all the panel, the audience, the Buskirk Chumley Theater, Limestone Comedy Festival. Where's the person that Jeff was playing for? Come get your very heavy prize bag. Good luck with that. That's
if you could tell me what record store you're going to sell my albums to, I'll buy them back before I leave.
All right.
Listen to those albums. Dana Gould is the best. It's a fact.
Ah, oh, nuts to you.
Wow, good memory.
All right. As always, Eddie Redmayne is a shithead. Tom Brady's flat balls are a shithead. I guess I should have said that one last. Tim McLaughlin sniffing his own foot is a shithead.